Hello.
Oh, hi, LaShawn. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was actually just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Honestly, I forgot about, because when I had discontinued the service, it was, we did a pause and not a cancellation. Is that what it was?
That's what it was, yeah, and it reactivated on July 12th. But yeah, the good news is, while it was on pause, you were still getting calls through the call tracking number, and you also, the website is still up. It's just that it has the little orange banner at the top, you know,
yeah,
that says the information is no longer being updated, but you're still getting client calls on it.
Okay. That's actually nice. And how much was I paying a month for you guys?
It's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then that situation that I did with that last company where I got the, what was it, like the transfer code or something like that, is that going to be a factor or no?
Well, if they are building you a new site and you want to put it on this domain, socallifters.com, then you give them that transfer code and they would build it on this domain. But it looks like, you know, you've been on pause for 3 months and they haven't done it yet. So I don't know why, you know, what's going on with them, why they didn't do that yet, but it's not on there.
No, they made a different one. And even though they got that one, they still didn't combine the two and switch it. I kind of just said, you know, forget it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard so that once we get the payment up to speed, you could even go online and you can listen to the calls that came in, you know, through that call tracking number.
All right, it's going to be ready for the card.
Yes, okay, go ahead. I have to go to the billing, but I'm ready. Go ahead.
You said you're not ready?
No, I am ready. Go ahead. I just want to make sure it's still the same billing address too. So when you're ready, is it Windsor Street West or is it a different billing address?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay,
4108.
Mm-hmm.
8101 9953 9953 4095 4095.
Okay, expiration 0228. And the code, the 3-digit CVV?
835.
And it's still the Windsor Street West address for the billing, or did that change as well?
Oh, that's the same.
Same. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Okay, great. That one worked. I got the green light. So thank you for updating that. And like I said, I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that you can see the calls in real time. And if you ever wanted to, you could also download the Local Splash app on your phone. You would log in with the same credentials that I'm sending you in this email. And then that way, when a call comes in, you'll be able to review it in real time. Now, question, on your login, it shows the password is blank, which means at some point you had changed it to something, you know, that you wanted. Do you want to try to sign in with the one you think it might be, or should I just reset it and send you, like, a temporary password so that you could get in?
Reset it and send the password.
I think that's better. Yeah, that way you can guaranteed get in, and then you can always, you know, change it again if you want to. Okay, so I'll reset the password, and then, like I said, when you download the app, if you have any trouble, you know, uploading it or anything, you can let me know. And if not, thanks for updating the payment, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
All right, thank you. You as well.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
No problem.